Cadillac in Dallas on Kix 101.5.
If you missed our entire prank, we played just a portion of it from yesterday a moment ago. If you missed the entire thing, go to the Cadillac in Dallas podcast page at kix115.com and you can listen to the entire visit where we manipulated Brad's wife's Wikipedia page. And so we need to bring in the felt board from Vacation Bible School just to kind of give you the cast of characters here. By the way, Brad Paisley and I going back and forth on Twitter. Brad coming at me on Twitter all day yesterday, as was his wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley. I didn't know she had a Twitter
account. As she should.
She was not coming at me, but she, check out. Well, we're going to get a page at kix115.com totally devoted to all this mess with the texts going back and forth, Brad and I, and the tweets and things like that. About noon, Dallas and I are at lunch around the corner here at a deli having lunch. And I have missed calls from vice presidents of our company and operations directors within our floor here at Cumulus Media, Johnson Ferry and Glenridge. And I said to Dallas, I don't know what the hell's going on. I got to go, though. I don't know what's going on. And so on this call that was being taped, unbeknownst to me, Senior Vice President of Programming, Mike McVeigh, Rob Roberts, who is our operations director here in Atlanta. So high-ranking officials that I'm on the phone with, and you will be able to hear the nervousness in my voice because Brad had reached out to Mike and asked Mike to become involved in returning the prank.
I'm not really in the loop on what's going on here, and so explain to me what happened with Brad Paisley's people that we got an irate email from a legal counsel in Nashville regarding some conversation or something you did.
You're pulling my leg, right?
No, I mean, what happened?
Oh,
with
my God, I got a text message from Paisley last night from Brad himself, from his cell phone. Here's the deal. I'm around the corner at the Jewish deli. Can I come to work and we can all sit in front of one another?
All I know is I got a thing from a law firm in Nashville, and it's something about changing Wikipedia and defamation of character and things like that. So tell me what happened. Where did the joke start?
The joke started, the next is we knew on Thursday, I was on vacation. We knew that we were getting a set tour on Tuesday with Brad Paisley. I'm just shocked. I'm sorry. That's why I'm stalling here. And so what we did was before the interview, went in and changed Kimberly Williams Paisley's Wikipedia page, which anybody can do, to say that Cadillac Jack is going to guest star as her love interest in a 5-arc series episodes of Nashville.
You know, he may have been being nice on the air because he was caught off guard, but, you know, what we've got is that, you know, defamation of character and not tolerating people joking about his wife. And
would you be okay if I called him?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, let me look at... is what you wrote still up on Wikipedia?
No, it was taken down.
While I'm looking right now, I have Kimberly Williams Paisley. Well, are you able to, from your phone, access Wikipedia for Kimberly?
Well, I can, but I'm driving.
Please pull over. And I can read it to you, but I mean...
No, hang on. I'm customer parking only, strictly enforced. Hang on.
And Rob, you've not had any complaints yet.
Well, but legal called me and asked what was going on, and that's when I looped you in.
I mean, a lot of guys don't like people joking about their wives. Maybe that's the deal. You can't get it open?
No.
Hold on here. I'll read it to you. Blah, 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 Kimberly Williams Paisley, born September 14, yada, yada. In a bizarre case, Atlanta Kicks Country Radio DJ Cadillac Jack was recently served a restraining order for his obsession with the actress's husband, Brad Paisley. When interviewed, the morning host described it as a harmless man crush and nothing more. However, he also claimed...
I get it. And you know what? Dallas said he's going to get you back.
You've been punked, buddy, by Brad Paisley.
Yeah, Brad Paisley. I'm calling him right now.
Oh, I love it. I love to see you squirm.
I was squirming. I was sweating for a minute.
I love to see you squirm. And like worm in hot ashes.
You heard me laugh a couple of times and start to chuckle. And
because
then I thought, well,
thinking?
I was saying, at some point, I was like, wait a minute. This just didn't add up. But then I'm like, well, I shouldn't laugh. I'm on the phone with the vice president of our company.
Right. And he's telling
company.
You it's not a laughing matter.
Right. And so I would dial back on my nervous laughter a little bit. But
Oh, that was funny.
Mike McVay, Vice President of Programming for Atlanta-based Cumulus, and Rob Roberts here in the building. And Brad Paisley obviously reached out to McVay here in Atlanta and said, you got to get my help. If you want, Brad clearly has nothing going on at home, by the way. He's not on the road yet. Because if you want to read his diatribe about me, he's reversed it, the Wiki Bomb, and has now, on Kimberly Williams Paisley's Wikipedia page, has just gone after me. And it is hilarious what he has written. We'll post the link on the Cadillac and Dallas Facebook page.
Cadillac and Dallas on Kix 101.5.